Hello?
Thanks for calling Crafted Video Membership. This is Horton speaking. May I please have your email address so I can locate your account?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, your first name again is?
Courtney.
Courtney. It's REGINA. C as in cat, S as in Sam, J as in Joseph, and P as in Patrick at AOL.com.
Thank you for that verification. Your first and last name?
Regina O'Connell.
Okay, let's see. Thank you for that verification. I see you. You're a premium member. You have an annual membership. And what's going on with your account?
I can't get to it. I can't get to my classes. I turn on my iPad. I go to craftseat.com. I sign in. I see the regular page with the orange banner, you know, where you can choose, you know, where you want to go and stuff. I see that for a tenth of a second, and then across comes a blank page where there's a white sheet saying account dashboard in big bold letters. It says, welcome to the Reimagined Craftsy dashboard. We're working diligently to get your classes, patterns, and credits loaded onto your account. Please click on the for additional information and timing. In the meantime, continue to enjoy access to over 1,500 Craftsy classes. It says, hello, Regina O'Connell. Not Regina O'Connell, sign out. The next line is, thanks for becoming a premium member. And that's the only thing left on the page. There's no way for me to get rid of that page. There's no way for me to get to my classes.
Well, it's...
And the lady before me, Courtney, had me go back, sign out completely, turn the device on and off. I cleared out the cache for yesterday and today. Nothing is helping.
You said something about the message say it was, hold on. And you said they said on there that they was working on your page?
No, nothing says they're working on my page. It says, welcome to the Reimagined Craftsy dashboard. We're working diligently to get your classes, patterns, and credits loaded into your account. It says, please click on the for additional information and timing. There's a word missing there. In the meantime, continue to enjoy access to over 1,500 Craftsy classes. Well, I can't get any access to any of the Bloomin' classes. So I don't know who's in charge of tech support down there, Courtney, but sounds like I need them.
See, we don't have a number that we can actually send you to. We have to send information over.
Well, if you want to and give them my phone number, I will gladly provide that. Because this is not the first time it's happened, but I hope it I want it to be the last.
Give me one moment. Let's see how to get in. Give me one moment, let's see. I do apologize, by the way.
Well, no, it just means you're working, Courtney. I can't fault you for that.
And which browser are you using when you try to log in?
I'm using the iPad. The most up-to-date iPad browser. Safari.
All right, can you try to use Google Chrome and see if you're able to log in with Google Chrome?
If I just hit Google, will that give me Google Chrome?
It should. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Signs me in. Let's go to my content. No, now I get a different white sheet. It lets me, you know, get to my page with my name on it and choose what I want. I hit the drop down under my name and I go to my content And now I get a white page showing up on the screen saying categories with Kate Gilbert. Show more. I show more, it brings me back to the basic grassy browse sign in page with the orange banner.
Okay, what's your password to Craftsy?
I don't even remember. I just have an automatic sign in feature.
So I'm gonna try to see, is it doing the same error? Let's see. There you go. Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and send you information over, because
I stumped you.
Yeah, I'm getting something different.
Okay.
I'm going to send the information over and have someone from my IT department reach out to you.
Okay, very good, Courtney. Thank you. Because I tell you, I'm so frustrated that if I didn't need these classes, I would say, take it away. And I never want to see it again.
Okay.
But I need the classes, so I have to go through this. So whatever you can do to facilitate that is okay.
Well, I do understand. So I'm going to go ahead and send the information over.
Okay.
We have IT to reach out to you, and again, I do apologize about that.
Okay, now how do I know it's you IT? Because I'm in an area where I get a lot of robocalls, so I don't usually answer the phone if I don't know the number. So could you at least give me an area code that it'll show up?
And see, I'm not quite sure of which number they'll be calling you from.
Could you give me a couple of different choices so at least I can, you know.
I'm not quite sure. I do apologize.
Anybody know that information?
I can try to find out.
You know, or at least have IT email me something before a while before they call me.
I can put in a request that you're like an email first.
Or a text message first. That would probably be faster. Yeah, that would work.
Yes, ma'am. I can put that note in the system for you.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Is there anything else?
Oh, Courtney, I wish. But no, thank you.
All right, and I thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. And again, I do apologize about that.
Don't thank me. I'm a very discouraged Craftsy user, and you can tell them that.
And again, I do apologize about that. You have a great day.
Bye now.